we were talking a little bit about the situation that a lot of the biodiesel producers are in right now. Everything's kind of up in the air. What's the importance of coming here today and talking with these folks here in the Senate about maybe getting that changed?
Well, we all bought into the RFS, and I thought it was, we all thought it's a roadmap for the future for domestic fuels like renewables, like biodiesel, and had incentives in place. So we made the investments, we made the roadmap to do these things, and right now those things are kind of being pulled back after, and it's really caused us to, you know, think about what is our industry, what's going to happen to our industry. We've been growing, and yet now they want to pull back on the programs that helped us get this far. We're kind of still a young group and still trying to get going, and we do need some of these things to actually get our industry up and growing fast and on the move, and hopefully join ethanol someday is standing on its own feet.
It seems like while we get these renewed, the biodiesel incentives, the federal dollar a gallon tax incentive that the government is giving, you know, we get that renewed every year, but it seems like every 6 months we're in the same cycle of, well, are we going to have it or are we not going to have it? That just adds too much uncertainty to the industry, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and it's hard to expand an industry and you know, think about investing in something that is short term. If we had a 5-year program or 10-year program of those incentives in place and the RFS in place that's going to actually do what it says, what Congress wants it to do, then we can bank on that and we can actually build the industry from that. Without it, you know, as an investor, you got to think about what is my risk here, and if they're not there, that does create a high risk, and it's hard to get things going and expand it to where it needs to be really efficient and working and you know, even pipelines, that types of things, get the whole infrastructure in place so that we can move this product with the regular fuel lines and have it available all over.
Right. I mean, you know, you're a farmer. I mean, if you were going to put in, if you wanted to expand your operation, you'd want to know that more than a year out that if you buy that extra 1,000 acres of land and you buy the equipment to maybe to put in a soybean crop or whatever you might be producing, that there's going to be a market for it, and that market's going to continue.
Yeah, somewhat like that. I think with the biodiesel, it's probably even more intense and more important to have a structured program that will assist us and assist the biodiesel industry in growing and getting to where it needs to be a very viable piece of the puzzle of solving our energy needs in America.
Terry, it seems like you've got allies on both sides of the aisle on this. Do you have enough, and is there enough impetus to get something through that's a little more permanent and a little more stable for the industry?
Well, I hope so. There is a couple bills in the House and the Senate, and we're hoping that they'll move forward. They're a little bit different, but it is a move to make the some of these programs a little bit longer, maybe not as long as we actually like to see them, but it's a move from the 1 year to 1 year to maybe 2 or 3 years. So we're hoping that, you know, they'll listen and that they'll think about what they want as a, if they really want a renewable fuel industry in the United States, and they need to move forward and keep these things in place, because the farmers who produce the feedstock are ready to go, and a lot of the people who are operating the plants are ready to go and increase and move ahead. We just need a little bit of help to make that all happen.
Terry Gerger, a farmer from North Dakota, here at the U.S. Senate Russell Building, talking today about biodiesel. Terry, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.